by the Robert C. Cooley Center for the Study of Early Christianity at Gordon-Conwell Seminary. We're partnering together tonight with Myers Park United Methodist Church. The seminary is celebrating the second year with our study of early Christianity in the Robert C. Cooley Center. And I'd like to recognize Dr. Robert E. Cooley and his wife Eileen tonight as the inspiration for the center, a major donation for the center, the impetus and the vision for the center, and ongoing direction for the center. We're very happy to have them, after having retired as president of Gordon-Conwell, coming to join us here in the Charlotte area, and among their many ministries to really put a strong emphasis at the Charlotte campus of Gordon-Conwell Seminary on the study of early Christianity in memory of their son, Robert C. Cooley, who lost his life and was at the beginning of a doctoral program at Harvard University in the study of early Christianity. There's a major collection at the seminary in early Christian literature, secondary literature, as well as primary sources, also biblical archaeology, anthropology, and archaeology. And I want to introduce Mark Poe here, who is the fellow for the Cooley Center and the Cooley Collection. Would be happy to help any of you get acquainted with the resources there. Gordon-Conwell Seminary in Charlotte is located on Choate Circle, right next door to SIM, not too far from Carowinds. Go on Carowinds Boulevard to the wooden roller coaster, take a left, and we're the next roller coaster. We represent the cognitive roller coaster that seminary education is. Let me just tell you briefly. My name's Tim Laniak. I'm the curator of the Cooley Collection, and I'm here in the absence of Roland Grams, who's our New Testament professor and the director of the Cooley Center. He's in the Czech Republic and couldn't make it tonight, but he sends you his greetings and his warm welcome. We're very excited about the lecture series, and we're also excited about the center, which has been recently approved by our Board of Trustees to be a permanent part of the seminary community and to offer a number of ventures that I'd like to just briefly describe. The annual lecture will continue and may someday include more than one. We have the Cooley Collection, which is housed in our library. We're going to be putting out a newsletter, and we'd like you to fill out a form tonight if you'd like to be on the mailing list and hear from us with a very high-quality newsletter that will come out periodically, giving you updates not just about activities like this, but we'd like to give you updates about current events, findings, debates, disputes, to give you some summaries, some bibliographies, and to make it possible for you to stay current on a number of issues that are probably piquing your interest in coming tonight. We're going to undertake some of our own research projects. One will be in the area of ethics in the early church, primary sources in the area of ethics. Another one will be on sociology of the early church, namely some images for the church and for God that were understood from the ground up. The church as family, the church as home, the church as army, church as flock, etc. We want to pursue some other things in light of what kind of concerns and interests you have that might be behind the support you have for the center and its activities. So please communicate with us. Tell us what you want to have in print, what you want to have by email, what you'd like to see us do for events like this. I want to introduce our speaker tonight, Dr. Ben Witherington, who is not a stranger to this church. This was the church which ordained him for the ministry, and he has pastored a half a dozen churches along the way in a remarkable scholarly career. He was a student at Chapel Hill, went on to Gordon-Conwell Seminary, and then got his doctorate at Durham University in England. He has published widely as a New Testament scholar, not only in the Gospels, but quite a bit in the Gospels. Two books, The Jesus Quest and The Paul Quest, have gotten notoriety, Christianity Today awards in academic publishing. He's done several books that relate to some of the more recent sensationalized issues on the Da Vinci Code, etc. You'll have a chance after tonight to ask him some questions and to get some good responses. We had a great time last night, and especially in our question and answer time, to probe. He has been on all the major network television stations, documentaries, interviews, debates. He's written over 30 books. He's published widely. He's been in the Middle East on site on many of these disputed topics. He's led groups. He's taught in other continents. And we're looking forward to having him join us tonight. Before he comes up, I'd like to begin with prayer. Father, we thank you for the chance to gather in space that's been dedicated to you with others who have committed their lives to you and to your service. We pray especially for our brother, Ben Witherington, who has been chosen, it seems so obviously, as a spokesperson for the community of those who take your word seriously, who want to honor you and express his confession and conviction that you've acted in history and that the records are reliable. We pray that you give him words, that you give him wisdom and winsomeness, as you have on so many of these other occasions, so that he might communicate effectively tonight with us and help shepherd all of us on further in the ministries that we have. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're going to begin with a video clip, and then Dr. Witherington will join us.